I'm getting a boomerang nude.
It wasn't a full nude, it was just his torso. But yeah, I did get a boomerang nude. Unsolicited, by the way. I wasn't like, hey, do you have any really short, repetitive videos of your abs?
Hey, quick question. I've really been loving, when people like clink and then unclink and they clink and then they unclink. Could you do that with your naked body?
I'm like, you've seen a mimosa, but it was hot though, right?
Let's talk brunch.
But it was hot.
If you took that, if you made it in a photo form, I'd be like, nice. But because the photo kept
Right.
doing the boomerang thing, I think I got my wires crossed. Like, I just couldn't.
You were like, is this a mimosa?
Mystic balls.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, shy shy.
Hey, you know what I want to talk about?
Trisha
Trisha Paytas, I know that you were onto this before me, but as of this week, because you sent me the Frenemies podcast, because I took a huge deep dive into the David Dobrik drama, because I have nothing else to do and I'm addicted to drama as usual.
Okay, yeah.
Because you sent me that Frenemies podcast about it, I can't stop listening.
It's genuinely such good content, but here's the thing, each podcast gets on not even just listeners, views on YouTube. They get millions, like 3 million views per podcast.
Holy ad revenue. And they have sponsors. That's insane.
They have like intense sponsors too. They have like Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Adam and Eve, will you sponsor us?
Dude, I
They said
Adam and Eve should
no.
absolutely sponsor me. Are you kidding me?
You, just
Us.
you.
Us. Just me.
Just my personal
Us.
life.
No, us. Us, us, us. But no, okay. So the David Dobrik allegations. David Dobrik is God, what's the word I'm looking for?
He's a poop
Where you like
head,
help someone. What?
an accomplice,
And I
an assistant, a friend, a helper.
He's aiding. He's
Oh,
aiding.
enabling. He's an
He's
enabler. He's
in. He's
enabling
in.
very
Thank
problematic things to
you.
happen for vlog content. I'm sorry. I'm not surp like, why are people acting so surprised by this?
Well, from someone that watched a lot of David Dobrik vlogs, and when I say a lot, I mean like I would sit on my couch junior year of college waiting for his vlogs to be released.
There are parts of them that are funny. Like, there's a reason why he got so popular, but there's also so many parts of them where I'm like, oh, like that looks like the way they make fun of like the fat guy, like things like
I
that. It was just
think
always kind of like, this is a little bit exploitive. But a lot of
I th
YouTube comedy is.
it definitely is, but I think that the whole, at least in my mind, the whole like reason that I thought it was so appealing, I mean genuinely I have no idea. I'm like, why are they making fun of the short guy for being short? Why are they making fun of the fat guy for being fat? This isn't funny, but like, dude, I'm telling you, it's the laugh track, the
Yeah,
way he's
it's
behind the camera, and he's like,
so that they all are
and I'm,
friends and seem to be having so much fun together.
yeah, and you're like, oh, they're not upset by this. Like, they are having fun, and you think everyone's in on it, and to hear that they're not actually in on it, and it's like actually upsetting, and they've talked to David about taking videos down, and da 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 da. It's like, okay, that's really upsetting, and I can't believe I ever supported this. And now, just so everyone knows, I want to come out and publicly say, I'm canceling David Dobrik.
Nicole herself is canceling David Dobrik, and that's sponsored by Adam and Eve,
And Trisha
and Trisha
Paytas.
Paytas. Yeah, the David Dobrik thing, it's so weird too. I know so many people that have been in his vlogs because he,
Whoa, really? Well, you
yes,
went to
yeah,
UCLA,
he
so.
cruises up and down like in his freaking little white Tesla or whatever. Like, he would go up and down Sorority Row Like when he did that Justin Bieber video, like I know a bunch of girls that he just like yelled at from the street and they like came in and met Justin Bieber or whatever. Or like my really good friend Katie, our freshman year, there's a vlog of she was like asleep in her bed and her roommate was out and Jason, the old creepy guy, Jason and David were out and they saw her like partying or whatever. They were trying to get in a fraternity party. Just like weird. But anyways, I mean,
Well, okay.
David, that was literally his age group. But anyways, he saw my friend's roommate and she was like, oh my God, like my roommate is your biggest fan. Like she's literally asleep at home right now. Like let's go wake her up. And they like went and woke up my friend. It was like all very funny. And obviously they didn't R word her.
I'm only laughing because it's such a
Because it
like.
turns out that that has been happening,
Well, no,
assisted
yeah, of
by these
course.
vlogs. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, yeah, it's also weird. But yeah, I'm like shocked, but I'm not.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I agree. It's shocking, but it's not when you like add up all the evidence. It's absolutely jarring. I think that one of the creepiest things about the whole thing is just the fact that David is sober during all of this, and he's like feeding people,
Well,
his friends, strangers,
they describe him
alcohol.
as the director. Like,
He's
he
the
is
director, dude.
making all of this happen
Well, what kind of sick
like, it's
pervert just
almost near
like,
scripting a lot of it.
yeah, scripting it, redoing takes, but like to know that like these women weren't in on it, these women
Who could
expressed
not, had to be
their
held up at the end of
disgust.
the night? Like,
Oh my God. I mean, if you guys haven't heard this,
yeah,
just go
we're not
watch the
going to
Frenemies
recap it.
podcast. We're not going to recap it. I'm not trying to start beef with David Dobrik.
I
I'm
am.
not trying to start beef with
I'm totally
David.
down
We
to do
are,
it.
David, we have beef
I
with
don't
you.
like your little pug face, David.
David, just so you know, you really need a fucking haircut and you need to add some color to your wardrobe. Figure it out,
Okay,
dude.
idiot. Yeah, the whole
It's all
thing was a
really
mess, and I just
disgusting.
like got so I just totally went into a rabbit hole of it this week. I was like going on my little power walks and just consuming so much content, and then that just turned into the Trisha Paytas and Ethan, what's his name,
Klein,
Frenemies
yeah. Shout
podcast.
out Frenemies, shout out Trish Paytas, Ethan Klein. You guys are keeping me
This is
alive.
a
They.
formal invitation to please come on our show. We don't have any money for you.
No.
Just hearts of
Y'all like
gold.
the Vampire Diaries?
I feel like Trisha would like the Vampire Diaries.
Well, Trisha and I would honestly get along. She's a real Hamilton fan.
Okay.
She makes a lot of like Hamilton
Is
covers where
she
she's like.
problematic? Are we promoting some? Like, I don't know. I just think that she's so fascinating and like well spoken and so discredited by the freaking vlog squad and everyone else. And I think she's been. But like, is there a reason why she's discredited?
Well, listen, here's the thing. He who is free of sin may cast the first stone. Like, we've mistakes.
Bible excerpt.
We've all made mistakes. And honestly, Trisha, how is Trisha Paytas any more or less problematic than fucking Ellen DeGeneres, real Ellen DeGeneres, who like
Not sure if Ellen
abuses her
DeGeneres.
and who like abuses her employees and her guest stars and all this other stuff, and it's like Trisha's so honest with everything she's done wrong. She admits to not being perfect, she admits to messing up, and she's constantly growing as a person. And I think as someone who's so in the spotlight, that's honestly all you can ask for as like a consumer. And at the end of the day, it is entertainment. Who knows what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not standing everything Trisha Paytas has ever said or done. I just think that
I
she,
just
like you
cannot
said,
stop listening to this
fascinating.
podcast. It's playing on a constant loop in my head.
Well, and like you said, she is so well spoken. She's really not given enough credit. And I think it's sad just because she's like blonde and has like fake
And
tits
like
and
silly.
huge. Yeah,
People
and
are
she's like
like, she's
silly and like,
stupid.
yeah, then people just think she's dumb. And sometimes she says stuff and I'm like, I can't believe you know that word. You know what I mean? Like, you're
You're
smart.
part of the problem, Nicole, for that sentence.
No,
I
I
can't believe she
know.
knows that word.
We were all raised in a society, Cheyenne. Don't shame
No, you're
me.
right. Yeah, I don't know. I think she's really fascinating. I think Ethan's really fascinating. I love just hearing
They have a
him
good dynamic.
dunk on influencers that do stupid things. I think that's one of my personal favorite brands of content because I'm a hater.
Yeah, you're a real hater. I'm going to be honest. You are a hater. And I'm a lover.
What's wrong with me? I was taking, you know, the Myers-Briggs personality test.
Oh my God, I literally was just talking about Myers-Briggs with this.
Wait, what are you? I can't believe we haven't.
I'm an ENFJ.
I'm an ENFP.
Oh my God, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I took the quiz, I think, when I was like younger, and I think I got ENFJ, but ENFP, I was like reading through it. And yeah, it's so accurate and great. Wait, why did I start talking about this?
I don't know. You were just like, I just took the Myers-Briggs.
Oh no, because, okay, because you called me a hater. And as taking the test, one of the questions was,
are you a hater?
I enjoy watching other people fight.
Are you serious?
And I had a moment, or I don't think it was like I'm entertained by watching people argue, or not necessarily enjoy, but
okay, yeah.
I took a real moment with myself, and I was like, Cheyenne, no one's in the room. No one's going to know what you put. Just be
except
honest.
Except if you share it on your podcast.
Except if you share it on your podcast, then people in Sweden will know. And I literally put like 4 out of 5. I am entertained when people argue. Because I was thinking about like reality shows. I've been watching a lot of Love Island. And like I'm on the edge of my freaking seat. My heart is pounding like I've never felt more alive. Than when I'm watching people have a and major it. Blowout on UK network television.
Yeah.
So what am I to do?
I'm
sorry.
It's a sticky situation. I'm sorry.
I love watching other people just have an absolute blowout.
Yeah, no, Love Island's a great show.
So you're right, I'm a hater.
Love Island. Well, you are a hater. That's okay. The Myers-Briggs, though, I mean, that is a lot of self-reflection to, like, look into yourself and be like, I gotta be honest. That's the only way to get the right results. I'm surprised. I took it like a year ago, and then I took it again a couple months ago, and I got the same results. I was just curious. I'm surprised I'm an extrovert.
Yeah. Do you know like what percent?
Yeah, it was literally, and I'm not shitting you. I will pull up my results right now. It's like 52% extrovert, 48% introvert. So I'm so 50-50.
I was like 70-something% extrovert, which makes sense for me as well, I would say.
And it's just also interesting to know, like, no matter what your results, everyone's like a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Rotate that thing. Let me give you that thing. Let me see it go up and down.
Okay,
should we talk about vampires?
Yeah, we can talk about our Vampire Diaries now. Let me pull up my notes.
If anyone's still here, we're gonna start talking about the show now.
So yeah, buckle up.
This was fucking crazy.
Episode 1. Am I okay? Season 1, episode 17. Oh my God. Okay, the episode is called Let the Right One In.
They're getting really lazy with these episode titles, I'm going to be honest. It hasn't been hitting as hard since 162 Candles.
Oh my God, no, that one was so funny. They're just like, they don't even make any sense. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense, but not really. If you guys recall...
Kind of like our episode titles. We're all so
I work so hard on our episode titles. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know, me too.
It's like my one
I mean, no cap was kind of lazy.
So our last episode ended with Jeremy telling Anna that he wants her to turn him spooky.
So spooky. It starts with Elena once again sleeping in a full face of makeup and like a camisole. She's asleep and then her window opens it and she's like, oh, and then she goes to close it. This just felt really unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. The first, like, little scene was super unnecessary.
No, I swear, like, half of this episode is just about how it's raining.
I have a very real question. And I was going to look this up before we started recording, but I forgot. How do you make it look like it's raining that fucking hard for, like, a TV show or a movie?
I'm Pretty sure they have one of those big sprinkler things.
So it's like a machine.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I'm like almost 65% sure.
Like, how much does it take
I
to
don't think they
rent one
just
of
wait for it to
those?
start raining.
Well, of course they don't. But yeah, this whole
Do you
episode is
want to
just
rent
pouring
one?
rain. No, I just am wondering what the budge was for this
I
app.
want to rent one and do the step up dance in the rain, fully
Okay, I
clothed.
can do that. I can do that with you.
I'm gonna start saving now. But yeah, and then
Okay.
so we go back to Jeremy, and he's like being really pushy with Anna. He's like, "Come on, like just turn me, Anna. Like, stop saying no." It's just kind of like a little bit
Hey,
too.
fellas, if you ask enough times and she decides to say yes, that's consent.
Nicole, take that back.
I'm just kidding. No, literally, if you have to ask more than once,
He's like,
it's
"Turn
a
me into a
no-go.
vampire, please." And she's like, "No." And he's like, "Fine, you're ugly anyway, bitch."
Yeah, I wouldn't even have wanted you to turn me. I was just
Have you
kidding,
ever had that happen to
bitch.
you?
Maybe like
It
once or
happens to me when
twice,
I get
like.
catcalled, but not like with an actual
Jesus.
person.
I think it's happened just like on a dating app where someone like says something mean and I call them out and they're like, actually, you're fat. And
Whoa. You're like, that's so funny. You didn't seem to think that when you sent me a boomerang of your bare chest. Anyways, if we get 5,000 listens on this episode, Nicole will post the boomerang to her Instagram or to our
my God.
Instagram.
It's true.
Just kidding. That's
Everyone.
like would actually be
That would be like something David
that would
Dobrik
that
would
sounds like something
do.
David Dobrik would be really into. He'd laugh so stupidly at that.
Okay,
Anyways,
so anyway.
Elena knocks on Jeremy's door and Anna like disappears really quick, and then because she doesn't want Elena to know that she's there, and Elena walks in the room and he's sitting on the edge of his bed like it's his first time there. Did you
Yeah,
notice
he's
that?
just like, he's not even doing anything. He's just sitting on the edge of his bed.
Yeah, and she's like, "Help me close the windows. It's raining." This whole episode is just our characters, like, they might as well look into the camera and be like, "It's raining."
Yeah, like we can see it and hear it and
Jesus,
feel
fuck.
it.
It's
It's, we get
raining.
it.
So that's
That's the
that.
scene. That's the opening scene. No one dies, which is, you know, cool.
Opening scene, no one dies. We're already not on a great foot, but
Don't worry, enough people die in this
that's true. It's
episode.
really the body count on this one's insane. But our boy Frederick, if y'all don't recall, he's the one who
He had that girlfriend, and the girl,
Bethann.
Beth, he was dating Beth Ann, and Beth Ann died
They
tragically.
attacked Stefan and Damon, and they killed Bethann, and then Frederick got away. He just is like really
He's a
he's a
hater.
hater. I wonder
He's
if
a
he's an
hater.
ENFJ or
He
no.
might
Is that what I
be
am?
an ENFP. I'm an
ENFP. I wonder if
ENF.
he's an ENFP.
He might be.
But he's a hater. He just like wants revenge. He's really annoyed because like the whole reason he ended up in the tomb is because Catherine just like wanted to have a threesome with the brothers. And like I can understand why
He
he's
also is
feeling
like such a
upset.
hater towards Pearl, though. He like doesn't like that Pearl's such a girl boss, and I'm saying that not sarcastically because Pearl, this is a really interesting gender dynamic because Pearl's like, we're gonna get our town back. You just need to wait it out. You need to be patient. I have a plan. Just don't worry about it. Like, I've got this under control. Blah, 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 blah. And Frederick is like, nah, I wanna kill some
Yeah,
people.
he's like,
And he's
fuck it,
just
we
like so
ball.
mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so angry.
Yeah.
But he wants to go hunting. And Anna and Pearl are like, no, dude. You can't hunt the people in this town.
I
Relax.
love how Anna and Pearl keep being like, "No one leave the house," like as they're opening the door and leaving the house. It's like so
As they're like,
shitty.
everyone stay inside, we'll be
And they
right
just are on their
back.
way out. They're like, "Stay in here, everyone."
Yeah. But whatever, Pearl and Anna have a plan, so they should just
Yeah, they
relax.
don't really ever say what their plan is, but I don't know.
They've been in a tomb for over 100 years. I think they can just like chill in a house with a TV
Yeah,
for,
they're
you
probably
know.
so overstimulated. Frederick is like whittling a steak while he's having this conversation with Pearl. I don't know why I included that. I think I like whittling. It kind of reminded me of like camping and just like whittling away at a little stick.
No, well, I noticed that it was like very weird to me because he starts the scene and he has like a full like a stick, a log. It's a literal log. And then by the end of this very short conversation, it's like a absolute shank. And you're like, you're talented. You're real talented.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vampire. I don't know. Maybe that's one of their special skills.
True.
Okay, so it shows Damon and Stefan and Elena are having like a little chat, a little hang. Damon's boarding up the window. So I guess what I said the last episode about them like keeping a window repairman on speed dial is not true. They just are boarding the window up.
Yeah, to make it even more like spooky.
Yeah, sorry, that's like so mundane. We don't have to talk about that. They're just basically, Damon's filling them in that like Pearl has a plan to get the town back and like get her home back or whatever. And Stefan and Elena are like, dude, like WTF, why did you make a plan with her? That's so dumb. Which like, it's not really that dumb. Like if anything, I think it's kind of smart of Damon.
Yeah, I guess.
And then Damon leaves and Stefan and Elena like hug in front of the fire. Why are we even talking about this scene?
No, this is literally disgusting. I am so sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired of seeing Damon and Elena like coddling each other. He's always stroking her face and touching her hair. Yeah, that's what I meant. Stefan and Elena, and he's always like touching her face, and she's like,
Nicole.
Yeah, well, it's disgusting.
He treats her like his little baby.
Yeah, okay, I think that's what's so gross. He's always infantilizing her, and he's always like, I just want to keep you safe, and like, I just want you to be my little baby forever.
He's like, I just want you to be my little newborn baby.
I'm just a baby. I've been watching so much Broad City, dude, and every time I watch Broad City, I think of you.
That is such a compliment. I can pay you in blocks.
I can't pay you. I'm just a little baby.
I don't have any money.
Shout out Broad City.
We love you. Okay, then we go to the Mr. Grill.
Yes. It genuinely looks, I'm not even kidding you, we've said it before, it looks like a Panera and an Applebee's had a baby.
I want to go to the Mystic Grill so bad.
Me too.
The same way that people want to go to like Bella's, that Airbnb that's like Bella's house from Twilight, I need to go to the Mystic Grill.
Yeah, I agree.
I know it's just probably a set, but like, God, I fucking want to go there.
It's 100%, what do you mean it's probably a set? It's 100%.
Bella's house wasn't. It was a real house.
Yeah, that's a movie franchise. You know what? Whatever.
No, I'm acting like their budget. Okay, anyways. So they're having like an informational interview at the grill where he's just like trying to convince her once again to turn him into a vampire.
Yeah, Anna and Jeremy, right?
Yeah. They're talking. She's like, I think it's best if like your sister doesn't know. Like, let's have it be our little secret.
Grooming.
Yeah, she's grooming him. Girl boss. Colonize the colonizer, baby.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm kidding. Grooming is bad in any gender. But yeah, it's weird. And she's like, oh, well, like, we only really turn people if we, like, need someone to do our dirty work, or if we, like, want revenge.
Or if we're in love with them and we want to spend all of eternity with them.
Yeah, that was a little bit uncomfortable to watch. That was like,
he's just like a little on the nose, and Jeremy's like, ha ha, like crazy, and then Anna's like, yeah, but I don't feel any of those things for you, so
gotta go,
wait your turn, I guess. But she goes, yet, and I was like, oh, is she gonna fall in love with Jeremy?
All right, moving on. Pearl shows up, hubba hubba, she's so fucking hot. What a transition.
Facts.
And her and Anne are on their way out while Mayor Lockwood and Tyler are on their way in. And Mayor...
Hi, Tyler. It's been a couple How's it going?
Poor guy finally got a paycheck. He's been sitting in his trailer just waiting for his big moment. But the mayor's like, oh my gosh, it's raining. Literally, might as well look into the freaking camera and be like, it's raining outside. He's like, it's raining. Can't go out in that storm.
Yeah, you're just two little girlies. You can't
You're just two
possibly make it
little
home safe.
baby. Sorry.
And then basically, I don't know, someone like was like, "Oh, Miss Mayor Lockwood," and Pearl's like, "Oh shit, Mayor Lockwood,"
She
and she's
really
like, "You know,"
changes her
she's like, "You
tune.
know what, Maya? It is kind of stormy outside.
I'm just a
May
little
we dine
baby.
with you?" I'm just a little baby. And then Mayor Lockwood's like, "All right, ladies, how about you join us for dinner?" And Tyler's like, "Come on, Dad, that's like super lame." And Mayor
Yeah,
Lockwood's
Tyler
like,
decides that
"Well,
he respects women all of a sudden because he
yeah,"
doesn't
he's
like his
like,
dad
"Bro."
looking at Pearl's butt. Like, God, he's only human.
Yeah, and Tyler makes like a weird comment about, well, Mayor Lockwood makes a weird comment about how he can tell Pearl is rich, and Tyler's like, "Oh, you can tell that from looking at her ass."
He's like, yeah, that
I
looks
don't
like
know.
she got some sort of, what's it called? Ass implants? What are those?
I don't know. I think they just call them Kim
Oh, that's the only way
Kardashians.
you could really tell if someone's rich from looking at their ass, I guess. But I don't think Pearl has them. I think she's
Yeah.
a natural beauty. Also, they didn't have those in 1864, so I know for sure she doesn't have them.
Okay,
Sorry, I'm
yeah,
just saying it out loud.
that's true.
Anyways, and then she's like trying to get all these details from Mayor Lockwood about his family, and meanwhile, Anna like sneaks off to go like text Jeremy on her little slidey phone.
Again, it's a sidekick,
Is
100%,
it? I don't
and
think it is a
she's.
sidekick. It's not big enough. Sidekicks were huge.
Was it? I don't know. It slides to the side. I feel
Yeah,
like I had one of those, a
I had one of those, but those
Samsung.
weren't sidekicks. We weren't cool enough to have sidekicks, dude.
Oh, you're right. We were just measly choir kids. We
Well,
didn't have
also, no, sidekicks were
sidekicks.
acting as if we went to high school in like 2005.
Oh, that's true. I
Sidekicks weren't
actually
really a
don't know what a
thing.
sidekick is. It's just like the only old
Okay,
phone I know.
what?
That and an LG
You're so
chocolate.
fake for that.
I know I
Oh, remember the
am. I am.
juke? It was literally like the shape of a ruler, and you would flip it open. What
Is
the
that
fuck were we thinking? That was insane.
all of
The
it was
letters were
so
probably in like a
insane.
single file line.
Oh my God, I remember, and literally, I'm gonna like bleep her name. Bleep, bleep, who was the most popular girl in our middle school. And by the way, I'm obsessed with her. Her name's.
Oh, yeah.
She was the first one to have an iPhone, and I sat next to her in science class, and I remember she was like texting in her backpack, and I was like, "That's super cool. You can just like text on like on the screen." She's like, "Yeah, it's like my iPhone," and I was like, "That's cool. That's cool. That's cool." And then she
Wait.
blocked me on Instagram. Not like not then, but like
She
I,
blocked you
you
on
know what?
Instagram recently?
Story time, not clickbait. She. I remember I would like went to stalk her one day like in college because she's the most beautiful girl in the entire world.
She's very beautiful in a very Aryan way, but she's very beautiful. She has
Oh
nice
yeah, I
teeth.
mean, yeah,
She's
and
popular. She's
smoky
high
hair
school
and
popular girl, hot. Yeah.
yeah, she would wear like Steve Maddens and Miss Me jeans, and I was just like, she's the epitome of like cool and sexy and fun.
Yeah. The Gigi Hadid of our high school, if you will. Oh no, that was.
Oh, facts. True. But she was just like rich. I mean, at the end of the day, she was just like very wealthy. Her family
Yeah.
was. Where am I going with this? It doesn't
She
matter. We can
blocked
probably
you.
just cut that. She blocked me. Listen.
Why?
I'm gonna be honest. Me and my college roommate talked about her like with frequency. And I think, you know, someone in the Starbucks line was like, "Why is this bitch talking about b it's the Starbucks?"
Did she go?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
So I would like see her and
So
I'd be
she
like,
probably
"That
thought
was the hottest girl in my high school."
She
People are like, "Cool."
Oh my God, that's really funny. Anyways, they're texting on their little slidey phones. And Pearl's like, "Oh, Mayor Lockwood, like who's that boy that my daughter seems to be making eye contact with while she's texting?" Mayor Lockwood's like, "Oh, that's Jeremy Gilbert." And then Pearl follows Anna into the women's restroom. And is like, "Jeremy Gilbert, are you insane? Like the Gilbert family's the reason why we're even in the tomb." And it's just like all annoyed. She slaps Anna.
She slaps her so hard across the
She's like, "What is
face.
wrong with you? Like, grow up." And Anna's like, "Literally, I'm like a gazillion years old, mom."
Well, and also, Pearl's been locked up, and Anna's been just
Doing everything she can
globetrotting.
to get her mom back,
Well,
too.
yeah, but she was like, "Mom, like I've been living on my own. Like you don't need to tell me what to do."
Yeah, and then her mom is like, the second that he finds out what you are, like, he won't like you anymore. And then she goes, he already knows.
This is such a classic, like toxic mom-daughter moment.
Yeah, I'm like half expecting them to like switch bodies like in Freaky Friday. But yeah, she's like, Jeremy knows, and she says, Jeremy knows, and he likes it. And it's kind of like,
Yeah.
oh, like, he likes it, like,
Kinky, and he does.
and then she walks out of the bathroom and is really upset, and so I guess she's gonna turn him because she texts him and says, I'll do it.
Yeah, just like in spite of her mother. That's like the only
Yeah.
reason. Jeremy's like, please. And she's like, no. And her mom's like, you can't do it. She's like, I'm
She's
gonna do
like,
it.
turns out I'm gonna do it. I understand.
I get
I
it.
get
We've all
it.
been
I do
there.
that a
Yeah.
lot. Meanwhile, Stefan's going to eat some squirrels. He's wearing a hoodie. He looks very Green Day.
Strung out.
Yeah, he also is like all tired or whatever because he doesn't eat human blood. So he's like, oh, that fight with Frederick and Beth Ann really wore me out.
Yeah, so he's like going hunting, I guess, for his like little rabbits. And Frederick and his gang find him and they like fully jump him
Yeah.
and they stake him.
Not in the heart, but yeah.
No, in his gut, which just kind of knocks him to the
Because he's a
ground.
little baby.
'Cause he's just a little baby, and then they take him to his house, to their house.
Damon, I'm like so annoyed of the charade of like Damon pretending to not care about anyone when he clearly wants to fuck his brother so bad and his brother's girlfriend. Damon gets worried that Stefan's not coming back home. He's not answering his phone. So he goes to Elena's house and he's like, is Stefan not your fucking you? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, he's like, he's not answering my calls. Is he here with you? And Elena's like, oh my God, no. Let me like try to call him. It goes to voicemail. And
Damon's
Elena's
like,
like,
oh, he's for
what's.
sure been kidnapped by
Yeah,
freaking
he's like, you're not gonna
Frederick
like this. He's probably dead in a grave right
and
now. And I was like, oh my God, okay, let's go
Girl,
find
your
him.
boyfriend's dead. Yeah, so they're like, shit, we gotta go. So they go to the house. Damon like knocks on the door and is like, let me in. You have my brother. Frederick answers and just like shows like dangle Stefan in front of him, who's like all tied up and like really he looks beat, frankly. And Damon can't get in without an invitation because of freaking what's her name? Miss
Gibbons.
Gibbons, thank you. Because freaking Miss Gibbons, who owns there's their like little human blood bag who owns the house, like won't invite him in. I don't know, the tension between the brothers in this, it literally is such a hero princess type scenario. Like Damon's like, no, like you can't have him. And then Stefan's all like strung up and he's like, you know what I'm
It is
saying?
very damsel in distress, 100%.
Elena's like, should I go? Like, do you guys need a minute?
Because she's like, it sounds like you have it kind of handled.
Yeah, so anyways, they're like, ah, damn, we can't get in. And then yeah, this is when they take Stefan down into the cellar and they start like stringing him up, like they are wrapping.
They take his shirt off, first of all.
Yeah, they're like,
He's
let's get down to business.
topless.
Take his shirt
His
off.
jeans are riding so low on his hips, you
I
can practically see his
know.
mons pubis. Do men have a mons pubis? I actually don't
I
know.
don't know.
Might
Do they? It's
just be a woman's thing.
Something about you saying
Anyway.
that is too much for me. Mons pubis.
Ep title.
Gotta pull it together. We were like only halfway through. Okay.
Anyway, he's looking
His jeans are
like
low, right
a
in, that's for sure.
BDSM porn.
I was gonna ask you, is it awful that I was getting a little bit like, ooh, he looks good when he was getting like tortured? Am I a bad person?
Oh my God, that's so terrifying, dude. I was looking at this, like, I know people are into this kind of thing, but not for me. And apparently for you, you're
No,
into it.
I think it was just his shirt being off and his muscles all ripped. Like, I think I just thought he looked good. I didn't like him being in pain.
Yeah, are you a sadist?
I mean, I love to watch people argue, so maybe. Shit, this is like, I'm really having a
Maybe.
moral reckoning in the middle of our Vampire Diaries podcast. What? Anyways, they're
Yeah,
like,
well, they're like torturing him by like stabbing him with stakes. Oh yeah, they're vervain ropes.
they literally take an eyedropper and put vervain right in his eyes.
Ugh, it was just like really kind of a lot. It was really torturous and scary. I was really scared. I'm just a
Oh,
little
that's good.
baby.
And then what's his butt? The one I think is really hot. Harper.
Harper.
Harper is like having such a moral dilemma and is like, oh my God, you guys stop giving him ouchies. Like, stop. It's not right. And Stefan's like, oh my God, I have so many ouchies. So ouchy. And then I love this line from Frederick. Because Harper's like, Miss Pearl's gonna be home soon and she's gonna be mad. Frederick goes up and says, Miss Pearl is no longer in charge. And he is the girl boss now.
Frederick is the girl boss. He dethroned
For
Pearl.
now.
Just like through masculinity, dude. That's like what's so annoying. Just because he's big and strong and can string up Stefan. I'm sorry, Pearl is the brains and the beauty of this whole operation. So how about you just take a step
Yeah.
back, Frederick?
Pearl's shaking her ass in front of Mayor Lockwood right now for all of you.
Yeah, she's working it. So how about she's exploiting herself?
Nothing more girl boss than that.
Let's just break this down. The fact that for women to have power, they have to use their bodies to get what they need from men, and for men to have power, they just need to like dominate other men physically.
I
Am I
mean,
in a sociology
yeah, I
class
was
right
gonna say,
now?
I feel like I'm just in one of my like evolutionary like anthro courses. Like that's just parental investment theory, baby girl. Like ain't nothing we can do about it. But also we should all be a little bit more above
But also, like,
that.
we should probably work on it
We should
and just
really
like
work
be
on
very
that,
wary of it.
like the tendencies that we have, especially in our modern day culture to put people in boxes. But yeah, anyways.
Anyways,
Damon tells Elena that Stefan's in there and he can't get in.
and Elena's like, "Can I please help?" And
So
Damon's like,
stupid.
"No."
She's so
And she's like, "I just want
dumb.
to help." And Stefan's like, "You're a literal mortal and a
And I thought
tiny
you were gonna say you're
girl."
a literal moron. And I
She is kind of a literal moron.
She
No, but she just
is.
like cares about her
But
boyfriend, like
like,
wants to.
God, that much?
I mean, I would be like, do what you gotta do. If he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't,
I mean,
you know where to
like,
find me.
don't let reason completely go out the window. Like, if you want him to live, like, getting your string bean ass up in that house is not going to help him live. Like, she's stupid.
But because Elena is just like a tiny female that can't get anything done, but Damon's like, we still need a human being that's not a vampire to get into the house because I can't, because I have to be invited in. So who do they call but our good friend Alaric Saltzman? Sure.
Zaddy. Ow.
Absolutely. And Alaric's like, sure, I'll do it. Oh, but
He needs some
doesn't.
convincing.
Yeah, Damon offers up a sweet little deal and he's like, I can show you where your wife is, or something along that line.
Everyone on the show is so easily baited. But I guess, like, we all have people we care about. Like, I don't know, if someone threatened to kill you, I'd probably be like, that's too bad. No, just kidding. I would be distraught and I'd probably do whatever too. Like I get it, but it's just like it's kind of a bit that just goes on forever and ever and ever in the show is that like everyone's weakness is just like caring about each other. And you'd think that they would come up with like a little bit better of a backup for this sort of thing because it just always happens.
Is no one interested in just like cash money, baby?
Oh my God, you make such an excellent point.
Why isn't Alaric like, I don't care about my dead wife, I've moved on. Why don't you give me 10
Why
grand
is this
and then we
show
can
so class
talk?
blind?
Yeah,
Give me 10 grand. I don't give a fuck about my dead wife. Give me 10 mil. I know you have 10 mil worth of miniature cars in your freaking...
Worth of assets in your boarding house.
Yeah, that's so funny. I also love that he needs to be convinced when, like, he wants to kill vampires so bad. He literally has, like,
oh my God.
All this insane gear and, like, weapons and shit. And then he's like, I don't know. Like, what?
He stakes out the ass.
He has all this insane looking, like, syringes. And, like, it looks like high tech. He has a container with all of it.
He's been preparing his whole life to be asked to kill some vampires. And he's like,
I need to be convinced. I don't know. It's really.
Yeah, he's like, let me think about it. What's in it for me? Whatever. Just the high of the kill, Alaric.
Yeah. And then, again, Elena is just like, okay, what about me? What do I do? And they both look at her and they're like, what do you mean? Like, you don't fucking do anything. Elena, you're like a 16-year-old cheer dropout. Like, what?
You weigh 98 pounds, Alaric's Elena. Like, you sit down.
For my pop quiz on Monday, Elena.
Yeah, literally. But they tell her she can drive.
Yes, like, whatever.
To the heist or whatever.
Yeah, it's just funny that she's just so annoying. Like, what concrete skills do you have to back up your desire to, like, want to run into a house full of 20 vampires, Elena? Other than that, you love your boyfriend.
I mean, I truly think if I was in the situation, I would just be like, okay, boys, like, go get them.
I know, we're all feminists until something life-threatening happens.
Until you have to, like, shovel the driveway or, like, kill some vampires. I'm like, you guys got it. You got it, right?
Until I'm building furniture on my own and I'm like, why isn't there a man to do this for me?
Until I'm moving and then it's like, does anyone? I'll buy you a pizza and a beer.
I'm so fragile. Okay, so then Alaric knocks on Pearl's door. He gives a really outstanding performance.
He does.
And Frederick answers, and he's like, it's raining again. Oh my fucking God, we get it. It's raining. He's like, it's raining. My car broke down. Can I use your phone? And Frederick's like, yeah, sure, whatever, dude. And so he leads him into the kitchen where the phone is. Alaric.
I feel like he's kind of a little sus.
But then he sees that Alaric just walks right in. So then I think it's fine.
Okay. For sure.
So he goes into the kitchen. He immediately stakes a vampire who's in there and then grabs Miss Gibbons and brings her to the door so she can invite Damon in. But she's been compelled to not invite him in. So then Damon asks if there are any other living people in the house to make sure that, like, he'll get in if he kills her. And then he snaps her neck. Were you prepared for that? I already knew it was going to happen, so I didn't, like... freak out.
I wasn't really prepared, and Alaric kind of like whips around and he's like, what the hell, dude? And Damon's like, figure out what to do with the body. Like, I don't really give a shit. Like, one life for a life.
Yeah, it was yikes, so, but it's okay because he is
Damon's
handsome.
Really don't it's okay because Damon's
Damon is handsome
pretty.
And funny.
He is and funny
he's
and
already
gorgeous.
Killed so many people at this point, we might as well just let it go.
Yeah.
But yeah, true. So then they both go back into the house. It's such a weird, like, vampire frat house. Like, they're all listening to, like, metal and shooting pool and, like, watching TV, and it's really dirty, and there's just, like,
just
way
like a
too
normal
many
frat
of them
house,
in there.
Yeah,
basically a normal frat house. I think it would be called Sigma Blood.
Ooh.
Alpha.
Phi Vamp.
Vamp Salon. Damon's looking around for Stefan. He's just, like, killing people left and right. Meanwhile, freaking Elena, such a dumbass, gets out of the car and is like, I'm going to save him, and, like, goes into the house. And then some guy's, like, almost going to kill her. And then, of course, Damon saves her. And he's like, are you stupid?
He literally looks her dead in the face and is like, are you literally dumb?
Dude, this girl must be so dignitized. Like, I don't know if I'll ever love a man like this, to run into a house full of freaking vampires like that. Not that anyone's ever gonna ask me to.
No, I wouldn't even do it for you. I'm gonna be so
no, that's
honest.
Fine, I wouldn't do it for you.
I'd be like, she's gone.
I'd be like, that's too bad.
I have to watch Netflix.
I'm literally listening to the Trisha Paytas podcast. I'm like, oh, what? Oh, I'm super
I'm like,
busy right
c'est
now.
C'est la vie. Yeah, I have another hour of this shit. I have to see what happens to David Dobrik.
Anyways, they find Stefan. Really gnarly scene. They tied up Harper, too, for telling them to stop giving him ouchies. So now they've given Harper ouchies.
It's a real, like, what's that movie with, you know what? Never mind.
Okay. Elena is, you know, say what you will about her, she's tough as nails for this. She pulls the knives out of Harper's legs for him. I would throw up. Like, the actual gore of that.
This whole, I feel like this whole episode was so unnecessarily gory for,
it was
like,
literally violence porn.
No, it was gross. I was like gagging. I couldn't even look. I could not even look at the TV. I was like scared. Whatever.
Episode two, just all the fighting, all the, like, there's a point where Damon's literally just will not stop punching someone. Maybe I'm just like a baby, but maybe I'm just a little baby. But
just a little baby.
This was a really violent episode. I was not. I wasn't really down for that.
I literally watched it at like 6:30 a.m. this morning, and I was like, "This was kind of
You're like, whoa.
Elena is a sadist, 100%, or a masochist. What's the difference between a masochist and a sadist?
I think one likes inflicting pain, and one likes
being. Okay, that makes sense. Well, either way, she likes. I'm gonna be honest, probably both.
Maybe both.
Do you think?
I think she lets Stefan spank her.
Oh,
peg Stefan?
Yeah. Do you think she would peg Stefan?
I think she would just like do anything that Stefan asked her to do, and I think Stefan would potentially like being pegged. I mean, he's been alive so long; he's probably bored with regular sex.
Well, also he has sex with his brother, so
yeah. So like, he might want Elena to like kind of simulate what it feels like for him when he fucks Damon. So they get Stefan out. Damon and Alaric have this, yeah, like what we were saying, they have this whole scene where it's like kind of cool but also just so violent, where they're just like, I felt like I was watching what's that video game where they're Call of Duty.
Ever, that's like a war.
Watched a dude play that game.
No, Jesus. Of course not. I would never subjugate myself.
Okay, well, this is when I was like in middle school or something. I don't like date men who play video games, but no offense.
Every man plays video games.
Really?
Every man I've ever dated plays video games.
Like Animal Crossing or what?
I don't know. A lot of like. I don't even know.
Anyways, freaking Call of Duty. It's so violent. That's what I felt like I was watching. I didn't like it. Pearl and Anna come home while there's just like bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're like, "What the hell, Damon?" And Damon's like, "No, you, what the hell? Like, my brother was being tortured all day in here."
Yeah, so, he's like, "Control your vampires, dude."
Yeah. And then they leave, and Stefan and Elena's like carrying Stefan back to the car. He's like so weak and like a little baby. He has so many ouchies. They get to the car and the key's missing. Frederick shows up and like shatters the window and pulls Stefan out again. So freaking violent. Literally the recap I'm reading from says Frederick shows up and starts hitting and stabbing Stefan.
It's just so much.
Hitting and stabbing. How do you do both of those at once? Like, what?
You hit and then you stab. I don't know.
Like, what?
Sequence of events. I was just like, honestly, I'm going to be super frank because that's what you deserve and that's what our podcast deserves. I was on my phone. I was like, this is just too much.
Well, yeah, you probably were overstimulated by it all.
I was. I was, like, drinking my coffee and I was like, I'm scaled. Yeah, I'm a baby.
Scary. I was getting a little bit scared, too, and I've seen this many times, but, anyways, he's hitting and stabbing Stefan, like, up against a tree. He's about to kill him when Elena stabs him in the back. He's still alive, but she just like stabs. I just want to say something about Frederick really quick, actually, while I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that he's a little bit mad that he's been in the tomb. That sounds really uncomfortable.
Sure.
And painful and stuff. I get why, you know, he's a little bitter. Maybe he wants revenge or whatever. But at the same time, like, you're a vampire, homie. You can do whatever you want. You can leave this stupid, boring town. Like,
dude, that's literally what I'm
literally
saying.
Literally, go find a new replacement for Bethann in Barcelona. Go to a freaking music festival. Go to an outlet mall. Go to a freaking
Go to an
outlet mall.
outlet mall, dude.
Like what?
Like,
Get a Wetzel's pretzel. Like it's gonna be fine.
do anything else. And also, like, the time in which you were in the tomb in comparison to your entire existence is so
It's a blink,
minuscule.
Frederick.
It's a blip in the timeline,
Frederick, this too shall pass.
Frederick, you need to see a therapist, dude. Like,
Like, it's
come
so dumb.
on.
Anyways, so then Frederick's like regaining his strength, and Stefan's like, Elena, run. And she's like, no, drink from my wrist. You need to get stronger. Like, have my blood. And at first he like is like, no, run, no. And then finally she just like shoves her wrist in his mouth, basically. Were you on your phone during this? Be honest.
Trust me, no. Because the depiction of
I'm like, have someone go ahead.
I don't even understand. The depiction of Elena
Looked like she was
having
having an
someone drink from her wrist,
orgasm.
it was like a 60-second long orgasm. I was like, what, does it feel good? Does it, are you in pain? I don't understand, but I'm so uncomfortable.
So hard to watch. I wanted to look away so bad, but I didn't. I think this was probably I think in the past when I've watched this episode, I probably have looked away because I just got cringed out. But for the sake of our listeners, I had to do it. This was insane. Dramatic music. There were like up close, like really up close, zoomed in on their faces of him drinking her blood, of her face while he was drinking her blood. I don't know the name of what this type of shot is, but when the camera circles around a
It's called a
character.
circle shot.
Okay, thank you. I'm making that up. There's a
Kidding, I
circle shot.
have no
They're
idea.
circling around Elena. Her hair is like kind of blowing in the wind. It literally.
She's like, her head is tilted back
I.
in complete ecstasy. Her mouth is open. Her eyes are
Just a
like
little in pain. Like
fluttering.
literally, like orgasm style.
Yeah, and she's like flushed. I mean, it's so intimate and so long too. I mean,
It was
it's.
so long that scene, like that literally could have taken them 5 seconds and it would have been totally fine.
Yeah,
Like
they could
between the
have just done a
violence and
quick.
that, I was exhausted at the end of this one.
It was like really genuinely gross. I'm gonna be, yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
So,
Stefan like regains his strength thanks to Elena's magical
yeah.
blood orgasm, and he starts going fully apeshit on Frederick. Like he will not stop stabbing him.
It's kind
Hitting
of
and stabbing. It's
scary. He was hitting
scary.
and stabbing, and it was
And Elena tries
scary.
to stop and he like growls at her. It's very disturbing. I don't like Stefan
Ugh,
on
and his
blood.
face is like super scary. And I was just like, oh my sweet Stefan baby, like you gotta
Get it under
take a
control.
breath. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he ends up killing Frederick, obviously.
So Frederick is
He
dead.
like really like he keeps stabbing him even when he's dead. It's very, I
I
don't like
mean,
it.
yeah, that's like pretty sociopathic.
I mean, killing someone in general, I would say, is pretty sociopathic, but then like just like continuing to stab them afterwards is makes it a lot worse, yeah.
You know who we haven't even talked about?
Caroline?
Caroline and Matt. They have like a little
Yeah.
plot line strung through this episode.
They do. Poor Caroline. She's got another rough episode, this one.
Well, Caroline and Matt really starting to like get the hang of this relationship thing. They're hanging out. At one point, Caroline's at the grill.
Obviously.
But basically, he's like, I don't know if you know this, Caroline, it's raining real hard outside. And
I
get
think it
home
might be
safe.
raining in this episode.
I think it is
It's
raining. I
so
think
weird. And it's not,
it's hard to
it's like a
tell.
big storm, I think. It's like
It's subtle, yeah.
raining.
But it's
Yeah.
raining. And he's like, get home safe, text me when you're home. And Caroline's like, dope, bye. They share this like very sweet, tender kiss.
Very, very different and refreshing compared to watching people literally stab each other over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Ugh, yeah.
So yeah, they have a little
And
kiss. It's really
then.
cute. She's driving. One of the roads got like rained out or whatever, so it's closed. So she's
Flooded?
rained
Rained
out.
out.
Like it's an event.
And so she used to
It's
take this like
flooded.
sketchy back route through the forest or whatever.
She gets stuck in the mud. She's no cell reception. It's getting dark. This gives me so much anxiety. She
can't. Oh my god, no.
She doesn't even try to like reverse and get out of it though, which I thought was kind of weird, but whatever. Her car
stuck. Yeah, she doesn't try to like push her car. She doesn't try to like get out of her car and walk back to the road and like flag someone down.
Yeah, she's no cell reception. She's getting out. She's checking her cell phone. She's, you know, doing whatever. There's like a really random waterfall cameo here. Like a beautiful yes. waterfall that she's just walking by. I don't know.
I don't know. I like didn't even understand the context in which like it was being shown. Like, was she walking by it?
Yeah, that's when she falls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she like she's looking for cell phone reception, and she's so focused on that she loses her balance and like falls in this. She just falls down this like little slope.
Yeah, and she's like and she tries to steady herself, and so she grabs like
some like roots.
What she thinks is a tree root. It's a human arm.
It's a human arm.
It's a human arm.
It might be anyone's. It could be anyone's. We who's to say? It's Vicky's.
It's Vicky's.
It's Vicky's though.
It's Vicky's. Which doesn't come as a surprise to us because we've known that she's been dead, and freaking Elena acts so annoying and fake surprised and like acts really sad and sympathetic towards everyone when this whole time she's known that Vicky's been dead and has just been hiding it from her brother and her friend Matt.
She'd been knowing.
Elena is toxic.
Elena is a psycho, dude. I'm telling you.
So she's insane.
Pulling knives out of people's thighs.
And like, yeah, so it shows Matt and his mom eating dinner.
She made a casserole.
She's putting an effort to be more of a mom figure in his life. Mm-hmm. Less of a whore.
Again, the makeup crew did her absolutely dirty.
Again, she
dirty.
Looks so appalling.
She actually looks disgusting.
It's so like, sad. Hard. Why are they doing this to her? They're so, I don't the treatment know. Of this character is so awful. They're like, she's a sad little mom whore, and she looks so bad.
They're like, she's over 30 and has casual sex. Yeah, she like makes this mystery casserole. Ugh. She looks heinous.
God. Anyways, the doorbell rings, and Caroline's at the door with her mom, Sheriff Ellen DeGeneres. And they tell Kelly and Matt that they found Vicky's body.
That's his sister.
And
which is sad.
Ellen DeGeneres calls the mayor and lets him know. He tells Tyler. So then Tyler and Jeremy, everyone's at Matt's house.
They're like consoling him.
It's really sad. And then Elena, the fakest bitch alive.
Caroline's like running around, like making everyone coffee. She brings Matt a coffee cup and she's like, hey, like, here's this. And she's like, let me know if I can do anything. Like, can I do anything for you? Trying to be a nice girlfriend. And Matt's like, honestly, Caroline, I just like need to be alone right now. I just like need some space. And she's like, so she leaves. Or I guess Matt walks out of the room, and as he's leaving the room, he like bumps into Elena, and they just embrace in the most intimate hug I've ever seen.
Yeah, and Elena has literally known this whole time that Vicky's been dead and hasn't told him, so she's just like,
she's like, oh my god, Matt. And then they hug, which, I mean, listen, from the perspective of Caroline, I can see how that's like upsetting, but from the perspective of anyone else, like, they are childhood best friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They've known they shared a crib together.
God, girl. I still think that is so twisted and weird that they included that. Like, we shared a crib together, and then we lost our virginities to each other. So we're pretty
it's
tight.
It's so gross. Like, oh. It's like such small town shit.
Yeah, it totally is. Then we go back to the Mystic Girl. Thank God. Damon and Alaric are sitting next to each other at the bar, and Damon's like, that was crazy, ha ha. And Alaric's like, not saying anything. Damon's like, dude, we were pretty badass in there, ha ha ha. And Alaric's like, I've never seen that much physical violence in my whole life, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, same. And then Alaric punches him right in the face and leaves.
Punches him right in the freaking face.
He deserved it.
Hard.
Finally.
And I think Damon says something like, I deserve
that.
Yeah,
he's like, it happens.
Yeah.
Damon goes home. Keep in mind that Stefan has recently drank human blood for the first time in a very long time, aka Elena's the encounter that I don't even want to go into again.
He's fiending, you guys.
And Damon gets back home and finds all these blood bags just everywhere, empty. Like, Stefan has ripped them all open. He's, like, Stefan on a full like a, binge.
Yeah, he's, like, bent over the way I'm bent over, like, the leftover pizza in the fridge. Like, and he's just, like
6 a.m.
stuffing it. Like, stuffing it in his face. And you're, like, dude.
Literally me every single day at, like, 3 p.m. with my Trader Joe's chocolate raisins.
Oh, my God. Yes. When you get home from work and you're, like, have never been hungrier in my life.
It's like so awful. But yeah, Stefan looks so ashamed and it's really sad. And it's like he relapsed and that's the end of the episode. Oh God, I'm so exhausted.
It was so violent. It was there so wasn't violent. Any sexy part.
Well, you could argue that the blood sucking part was cut in a very sexual way.
It was disgusting. It was so what do you think good. They even told dude, Nina Dobrev? They were like, okay, you ever had an orgasm, dude?
They're like, Nina.
They're like, do that on camera for 60 seconds.
It was so awful. I feel like we need to get a clip of that and like link it somewhere. I just like, I want people to suffer with me on this one. I hated it.
It'll be linked on our Insta. We'll link it when the app comes out, yeah. Just because everyone needs to watch it. If I had to watch it, so which I did,
yeah,
in its entirety, so do
Let's
you.
Let's all trauma bond over this. I think we'll all be a lot closer if we do this.
It was, like, genuinely so disgusting.
Yeah, it was gross. It was a lot. This was a lot. I hope the next episode is more fun. I hope there's more kissing.
Yeah, I hope Elena has another, like, little moment where she's like, I just want to leave the vampire drama for another day.
A double date? My God.
Yeah, can they, like, go to a dance and get drunk or something?
Yeah, I miss the decades dance. Oh, wait, they killed someone that one, too.
Okay, isn't it weird that everyone in the show just drinks straight-up whiskey?
Dark liquor. Like,
not even on the rocks, just, like, in a glass.
Yeah, I drink it on the rocks at the very least.
At the very least. Who's just, like, sipping
Why isn't anyone,
of whiskey
like,
daily?
Getting, like, a little... I don't know, a little G&T, like a...
Where's the vodka sodies?
Where's the White Claws?
Yeah, where's a little glass of Pinot Gris? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, you're right. Alcohol's really underrepresented in this show, as are other things. Speaking of which, Bonnie's not freaking anywhere. Anyways. That was... Normally, I say great up. That was not a great up. That was scary.
No. And I watched it, and I was like, I don't know. I'm not excited. No, I'm just kidding. I was super excited to talk about it. It was just, like, a lot.
It was a lot. There was a lot of hitting and stabbing.
A lot of, like, fighting. A lot of hitting and stabbing.
Well, I hope everyone that is listening is doing well. I hope you're not doing any hitting or stabbing. You're only doing hugging and kissing.
Love you. Okay. Mean it.
Love you. Bye,
boo. With peace and love.
Oh, God. Peace and love. Trisha. Come
Trisha.
On
Trisha. We love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.